Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Masculine Power. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting much in return? Like a human vending machine, always dispensing favors and support but rarely receiving that same energy back? Yeah, I've been there. We guys often get caught up in this tough guy mentality, thinking we gotta be the rock, the problem solver, the one everyone leans on. But here's the truth. Even the strongest boulders need a solid foundation and boundaries to truly stand tall. Today, we're diving into something crucial for any man who wants to live a life of purpose and power. Setting healthy limits with others. It's not about becoming selfish or shutting people out. It's about protecting your energy, your time, and ultimately, your well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house and rummage through your belongings, right? Same goes for your emotional space, your commitments, and your life in general. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, remember, healthy boundaries are a sign of strength, not weakness. It takes courage to say, no, sometimes, even when it feels uncomfortable. It's about prioritizing what matters most to you and creating space for personal growth and fulfillment. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of setting healthy limits. Number 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the absolute core values and beliefs that define who you are? What activities or commitments bring you joy and make you feel alive? Knowing these things will help you identify areas where you need to be more selective about saying yes. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone borrow your prized possession, right? Your time and energy are equally valuable. Number 2. Learn to say no gracefully. This doesn't mean being rude or dismissive. It's about communicating your boundaries assertively but respectfully. You can try phrases like, I appreciate you asking, but I'm already committed, or, I'd love to help, but I need to prioritize some personal time right now. Remember, a well-placed no today can lead to more yeses tomorrow, when you have the energy and bandwidth to fully invest. Number 3. Practice self-care. This is non-negotiable. Taking care of your physical and mental health allows you to set boundaries from a place of strength and well-being. Think of it like this. If you're running on empty, how can you effectively set limits? Fuel your body with nutritious food, get enough sleep, engage in activities that bring you joy, and make time for relaxation and mindfulness. Number 4. Don't be afraid to renegotiate. Life is constantly changing, and so are our needs and priorities. Don't hesitate to revisit your boundaries and adjust them as necessary. You might discover new things that are important to you or realize that certain commitments no longer serve you. Remember, boundaries aren't set in stone. They're guidelines that can evolve with you. And finally, number 5. Lead by example. When you consistently set healthy limits, you inspire others around you to do the same. It creates a culture of respect and self-care, which ultimately benefits everyone involved. Think of it like this. You're not just setting boundaries for yourself. You're contributing to a more balanced and fulfilling world for all. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine your friend calls you up at 8 p.m. on a Friday night, asking if you can help them move furniture. Now, you've got plans with your family, but you also hate saying no because you feel obligated to always be there for them. This is where setting healthy limits comes into play. You could say something like, "Hey man, I really appreciate you reaching out, but I've already got plans tonight with my family. Maybe we can catch up next week?" See, it's not about being a jerk. It's about prioritizing your commitments and setting expectations. And guess what? Your friend will likely understand, especially if they see that you're consistent with your boundaries in other areas of your life. So, remember, you have the power to choose how you spend your time and energy. Setting healthy limits is not selfish, it's a vital act of self-care and empowerment. It allows you to live a more authentic, fulfilling life, surrounded by people who truly respect your boundaries and value your presence. Now, go out there, set those limits, and reclaim your power. And as always, keep striving for greatness. I'll catch you in the next episode with another dose of masculine power.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.